Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, you.
Yo, 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 yo. What's up?
What's up? What's going on, man? How you doing?
I'm fine. What's going on, brother B?
You know, not much.
Yeah.
You know, a little focus right now. But so before we get started, you know, what's up, everybody? Another episode of The Menu on Blog Talk Radio. Big Red and Brother B in the house. Before we get started, you know, I feel it's necessary. 30 seconds of silence. Floyd George.
Definitely.
The man, the African American that was killed, black man that was killed by POS, he's sick of a wannabe human. Call himself a cop out in Minnesota. So, like I said, my mind is in so many places right now, but we definitely got to do a little 30 seconds of silence for Floyd George.
Definitely.
Yeah. What's up? Call a 9089. You're on the Elton menu. What up?
You really keep forgetting my number after all of this time, bro?
My mind is flooded with a lot of thoughts right now.
It's a lot going on, bro.
It's a lot going on. Well, hold on. I had some personal attacks at me today. You know, and it was on basically some man shit, and I don't really jive well with personal attacks. I mean, I'm not like every man, and for you to try to make me sound like or seem like I'm the type of man that maybe you have issues with, I'm not cool with that. But, you know what I'm saying, it's all love, it is what it is, everybody's allowed to express their opinion. But anyway, as you were saying, Red?
Well, I'll say this. I'm perturbed. I've been perturbed since the last incident. But you know what? This is not surprising to me. As I stated before with, Aubrey with that young man.
Ahmaud.
Ahmaud Arbery.
This is a political year. And that's what nobody is seeing. This is a political year. Once again, you guys do not remember. Maybe you guys do, but some people are not remembering. Before we got orange ass in office, look what was happening back then. How all these young black men were just being killed and murdered. Okay?
You know what?
Before orange ass got into office, that was what was happening. Then after he got in office, everything just died down. You ain't hear about it. It was happening, but you ain't hear nothing about it. Now here we go again. Political year come. This is the political year. Grown up. Now everybody, you know, and here we go again. Start, you know, taking the tax on the black man again.
Well, yeah, listen. And that's ridiculous because that shit right there started where? It didn't start in Africa. Not at all. It started in no densely populated country where melanated people exist. It started in fucking China. Pardon my language. I'm hot.
Mm-hmm.
I've been hot. Well, what else is new? But that's where it started, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So for them to turn around and suddenly be like, oh, it's all the black people, which is garbage. But people tend to forget one thing. This is not the first time that they've done something totally racist towards us. Do you guys remember the detergent commercial that they had a couple of years ago?
Oh, of course.
Okay.
Yeah,
of course.
Okay.
But they never
liked us. Which is ironic because when you go back into the, and this is the thing, when you go back into their histories, everybody, whether you're Chinese, whether you're European, whatever you are, you go back in their histories, you find us. You know, like when the Brits lost their mind when Cheddar Man was found out to be a brother? Yo. Brits lost their mind. But my whole point is, I'm done. I'm so beyond done, it's not even funny. And I'm tired of this bullshit with the crocodile tears. You sitting there talking about, oh, I feel your pain. Oh, the humanity. Stop. Pause. Hold up, Karen. Because you didn't worry about it before. The only time you seem to care is if it affects you. And not even directly, Karen. It affects your kid who's not as stupid and closed-minded as you that went and started messing with somebody outside. Then it's like, oh, my grandchild. But you wasn't worried about it before, though. Give me a break.
Of course not.
Stop.
Well, this,
just
this,
like, my favorite one today was the one I seen today was the best with the Karen and Central Park. Yeah, that one right there took the cake for me. That one took the cake.
But,
and I'm glad the brother had the wherewithal to record it. I am so glad. Instead of blacking out, he stood there and just recorded it. He said maybe one or two things. And left it at that.
This is the reason, one of the reasons why I wanted to do the topic tonight for this show, because, you know, I like how you have all these people who claim that they're Christians, they claim that they're Baptists, they claim that they're Jews, they claim that they're Muslims. Everybody claims all this religion. And one of the biggest things that religion supposedly teaches and preaches is love. You're supposed to love thy neighbor, right? You're supposed to love your fellow people, but yet, where's the morality in doing stuff that this piece of shit cop, he's not a cop anymore, but the person who took the job as a cop, because, you know, there's some law enforcement people who may be listening, who may not be listening, or somebody will tell somebody, oh, they don't like cops. No, it has nothing to do with liking cops or not liking cops. It's individuals.
We don't like piece of shit cops. How about that?
Individuals that take the job. They take the job of police officers to basically enact whatever rage or whatever power they want to feel, and, you know, whatever they want to do to people. You know, it's a job where, you know, you get away with shit. And in the grand scheme of things, he did what he did. He didn't get away with it. He lost his job, but, you know, will he be prosecuted? Will something come
out of it?
No,
you might as well say he got away with it.
It's just a,
Which is ironic. Then there's
the question: is the moral law versus man-made law? Now, man-made law protects individuals like this. I don't really believe in any law that protects someone from killing another person unless it happens to be something in self-defense. Like, if it was in self-defense, then I get it. But when you're doing a senseless act of murdering someone or taking someone's life or whatever, then when does the moral law step in? Because, once again, for those who saw the video, and it bothered me. It really did.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was very callous in what he was doing. He gave no fucks at all. And he kept his knee on that man's neck. He's saying that he can't breathe, talking about his stomach hurts, telling him that he can't breathe, and he just doesn't care. Which is basically just a mirror of, like, what, Eric Garner?
Absolutely.
Wait a minute. And then there's another thing where this lady who killed her autistic son and said that two black men did it.
Oh my God, that's not the first time.
Wait, but that's not the first time that's happened. Y'all don't remember that lady years ago that did the same thing?
She found
that lady that did the same thing years ago? Yeah, she did the same thing. Blame the black man, find out her fucking ass did it. I'm sorry, her fucking ass did that bullshit. I hope she in hell right now.
No, she's still in jail.
It's moral law. But
I said hell. I ain't say nothing about jail, honey. I said hell. H-E-E-L-L, whatever.
But when do we say the hell with man-made law and think about the moral law, the morality of things? And that's my issue. How can you have a job like that, go out there with this whole thing that you're supposed to serve and protect, but yet you turn around and you're out there killing people? Now, mind you, we have cases. We have this case. Then we have the case where the young girl who was killed while she was sleeping
in her
home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, her boyfriend heard a noise.
He tried.
He thought it was a burglar. You know, but of course, anybody hears a noise in their house, and you're the only two people that live there, and you hear something. What is the first thing you're going to think? You're going to think somebody breaking into your house. He grabs his legal gun, and he sees an intruder, and he shoots. But it's the cop who did a no-knock warrant. So with all that being
said,
what's up, brother?
With that being said,
when does moral law come in? Because my whole thing is this. You're not out there killing drug dealers. You're not out there killing pedophiles or criminals. You're actually killing law-abiding black people. This guy was a security guard. And it's interesting to me because I'm in that business. I remember a couple years ago, a year or so ago, where this guy who was at a bar doing security had a shirt on that said security.
That's right.
Tackled the guy that came and shot up the bar, and they still killed him.
Honestly, that wasn't even a couple of years ago.
Yeah, while he had the guy on the floor. So once again, where does the morality, the moral law come in? Because man-made law to me is like it's shit now. It's always been shit because it's something to protect the people that put this shit in place. Because they're quick to talk violence, but they don't want violence done to them. Like I said, a thief don't want to get robbed.
Which is funny, and I gotta bring this up to you. Okay, now we were talking about the people in blue. Okay, and how they're more than likely not going to have to serve time, correct?
Yeah.
There was one incident where I'm pretty sure you guys remember this. That Somali officer, I think he was in Detroit or some state.
Oh yeah. He went to jail.
He's serving 12 years.
Yep.
Obviously not in GP, but he's serving 12 years.
Mm.
Which again goes to prove one theory. It only applies to certain members of the Boys in Blue.
No, you say what it says.
I had to make an example out of it. That's what it is.
I mean, listen.
Because I promise you, if he had been white, though, and done that, he wouldn't be serving no time. He wouldn't have.
Exactly.
No,
that's what I'm saying.
Not.
It's like they have to make an example of him, but they're not going to make an example of their people. My thing is, that's what the fuck needs to happen. Make an example out of your motherfucking people. Stop trying to make an example out of everybody else to try to put a stigma on everybody, because that's what they do that shit for, to try to
of
put
course.
The stigma on somebody else. Oh, no, put it on the African American. Oh, no, put it on the Indians. No, put it on the Chinese. No, fuck that. Put it on you. Stop trying to shift that shit to everybody else. That's what I'm saying. That shit is a mental illness. Y'all trying to shift that shit to everybody else except for your own fucking people that's doing shit. I'm sorry,
well,
I'm fucking, but you know what?
Who,
I'm pissed. I'm tired of this shit.
Well, of course we're pissed, and of course we're tired, because once again, it's not like they're out there killing drug dealers. They're not out there killing gangsters and all this other shit. They're actually killing law-abiding citizens. You're killing good people. You're killing. You're not out there killing violent people. Because you know what? I think that's too hard. I think
exactly.
That's too hard.
That's what I'm trying to say.
You know what I'm saying?
About.
I think it's beyond. It's not about the uniform. It's about the character of the person that wears it. And see, these people, characters, they were who they were before they got that job. You know what I'm saying? These people were already, you know, demented and soulless before they got that job. They just got that job to be able to basically, like I said earlier, kind of do what they want to do and get away with it. And, you know, I mean, listen, it's no different from hey, didn't you see that post I put up? I mean, I can't believe it's been that long. Sean Bell's daughter just graduated.
Yeah, she graduated.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
wow.
yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Like, yo, it's been that long.
Because it's still fresh. You understand what I'm
and
saying?
Now,
you
listen,
and it's still
and
happening.
And Meek,
yeah.
But Meek, that was a prime example. He's about to get married the next day.
And they just...
Yeah,
so once again, you're not killing violent offenders. You're not killing... For some reason, it's always somebody that's not harmed, like that's not harmful. I remember this dude, I think it was in St. Louis, where he was just selling CDs and they shot him while he was on the floor.
Yeah.
Yo,
the thing is, they try to make it, they'll make, like, once the person dies, then they try to dig up something on them. Oh, well, he had a gun when he was 14
years old.
Well,
that's trying to kill you twice.
He stole a pack of he stole a pack of gum out the store when he was 7.
Oh.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Please, they tried it with a
mord. I can't mind with that bullshit.
What I love is that they tried it with a mord Arbery. I loved it because
yeah.
They tried it with a mord, and the video again turned around and backfired on them. It did. Beyond the shadow of a doubt, it backfired. And the reason why it backfired, because the kid was in the freaking park. After working 6 days, he's chilling out. Dude, not for nothing.
But,
y'all wrong.
But
and there's nothing you can do about it. You can't. This is the one fix that you cannot fix. Because even, which is ironic because the media loves painting us in a bad picture. Let's be real. And even they're sitting there
the media has to dehumanize us to the rest of the world. Because the whole attitude is, he must have did something to deserve that knee on his neck. He must have did something to deserve that bullet in his chest. He must have deserved
something
to get choked out. He must have deserved something.
Oh, the bad check, because he wrote a bad check. He wrote a bad check, so that deserves you to die because you wrote a bad check.
But that's what they say. That's the story
that
they're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they're saying. It doesn't have to mean that in general. Like, you know
absolutely.
What I'm saying? Look at Brother Ron. Brother Ron is six. Was six? You 6'8"?
6'7".
You like you 6'7".
Nice.
6'7".
Mm-hmm.
Big ass dude.
Yeah.
Please, he's a threat walking.
But why should
it perceive that? And what makes him even more threatening is the way he speaks. And what he's not going to allow you to do to him or say to him. And see, that's their problem. Because he's not, oh, boy, sit down. You do what we say, boy, not as we do. Nah, that shit is over.
It's just, that's true, too. It's just how you command yourself. You know what I mean? And it's just like, I don't give police a reason to fuck with you. You know what I mean? We learn two things, how to stay out of court. Don't bother nobody, and don't bother nobody's property. You know what I mean? And you keep it moving. That's how you keep out of jail. And you know,
yes and
on
no.
Top of that, listen. On top of that, you don't drink, you don't smoke, you don't get high, and you don't hang around certain type of people in certain type of places doing certain type of things. So right there, you avoid and keep yourself out of harm's way or probable cause on those levels. I don't know what the brother was doing, but I know how they are. And if you know how they are, you should be the type of person that shouldn't be in certain type of places for certain type of people doing certain type of things.
Listen, I would love to agree with. But you know what? Let's be
the
real.
Owner,
now,
his employer watched him die. So he wasn't far from his job. His employer watched him die.
Now, I will say this. Now, B, you and I know this individual very well.
We got you, Hot Rod. We got you.
Okay. Your nephew's dad, your brother. Okay. I will never forget this as long as I live. Now, this guy is as straight-laced as they come. And when I tell you straight-laced, I mean, oh, my God, he makes Urkel seem like a thug. He's so straight-laced. You can't get no more straight-laced than this man if you wanted to. This is years ago. He got pulled over and pulled into Central Booking in New York, in Brooklyn, and I'm going to tell you why. Because he fit the description of a 6-foot black guy. Really? He wasn't doing anything but going home from work. Doesn't hang out with thugs. No. No thugs, no drugs, no drinking, none.
So straight laced,
he makes so straight laced, he makes Urkel seem like a thug. You can't get any more straight laced than that in this universe.
Straight up,
but he still got grabbed up for nothing. Okay, so even when you do everything that you say, if they are out to bust balls and meet a quota or whatever the case may be, they are still going to come after you. Because make no mistake, my kids, for all intents and purposes, are sleeping suburbanites. They are. I got an almost 20-year-old and a freaking 10-year-old. They're suburbanites. They'll get pulled over for nothing. And these kids are straight-laced kids.
But it's about that quota that they have to. They have
thank
to,
you. Thank you. It's got to
be something.
There's absolutely nothing. And B knows who I'm talking about.
But what is a black man supposed to do? You're saying that it's where you hang out and this, that, and you don't do this. That doesn't have nothing to do with it.
It's what we are, the color.
It has nothing to do with you as a person or what you do in your life. It doesn't have nothing to do with that. That has nothing to do with that.
Bottom line.
That has nothing to do with it. I don't care what name. I don't care if you lived in the project. I don't care if you live in a house on a damn hill in a gated community.
Love,
I don't care about that.
Love, listen. I'm telling you, that's on top of it. I'm added on to what you're saying. On top of that, you know what I mean? You're not a black man. You're to a certain degree.
You're right,
degree,
I'm not. But I got two black sons.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. You're not a target.
I got a father.
So,
I got uncles and cousins and.
You know what I mean? So,
a brother.
It's a mindset. You know what I mean? It's a mindset.
Don't get it twisted because women.
Okay, but still, I don't understand.
Hold on. Hot Rod. 3054.
I'm not going to say too much because I got to go. But to Mika's point, I understand what she's talking about. Basically, no matter what a black man do, you're a target. What are you doing? Good or bad. But the thing is, and I understand what Ron's trying to say, but the problem with that philosophy is, as a black man, all of us, even though I told my kids, I was like, Ryan, come say hi to the cops. Come say pigeon with the cops. At the same time, let's be honest, I'm scared for myself. I'm trying to teach my son the right thing to do. So, you know, we try to build that community between cops and black people. But at the same time, I'm being scared because, why? Because the media... society brainwash one another, make us afraid for each other. A white cop
who's
is afraid
the,
of me, and I'm afraid of a black man.
The older guy?
Yeah.
Huh?
I don't walk around like that in fear and shit no more. The only people I fear is my own people. You know, I don't
know. People,
fear
but
man.
Guess what?
I don't fear the man.
Black guys out there, there are black guys out there minding their own business, and they're still targets, and they still get killed for no reason.
That's right. That's
you
right.
Know, that's a problem.
Yeah.
You know, and there's cops.
And that's a
that
scary
be okay. And brother, be okay.
Well, then that means
there's some
asshole
cops.
Well, then that means something.
I hate to be redundant. I hate to be redundant about it. It also goes back to what we talked about 2-3 weeks ago. You know, people, places, and things. They ain't shooting Jews like that. They ain't shooting angels like that. They ain't shooting Indians like that.
Well, because they're not scared of them like that. Hold on.
But they're also doing some other stuff.
I'm sorry, Mika. I gotta cut you on that one. Yes, they are scared. You let one of them do that to a Jew. That whole precinct will be dismantled.
Physically, they're not scared. You have to understand. There's a difference. Economic scared.
Because they're carrying a gun in the back. Look at Hot Rod.
He's a father of two. He's a scary black man. Why? Because he's got a good job. He's educated. And he's a law abiding citizen, so he's a problem. Ron, 6'7". He works security. He ain't gonna let you piss the shit on him. So he's a problem. Me, I speak my mind. I do the same shit. Security. Listen, we talking. And at the same time, women are too. Because you know why? Oh, well, you're the one that bring them into this world. Help bring them into the world. So you're a problem too. You're one of the issues. You're the one of the people that defend them when shit happens. Listen,
it's also a flip side. What the hell is that?
That was me going down my steps. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
I want to get my nicotine.
Sound like he was beating up someone.
I swear you ain't no good.
I say like this. It's also a flip side of that. You know what I mean? We can't talk about our people like our people, you know, is a hunky dory, and you know what I mean, you can't always play the victim. You know what I mean?
But even though a lot of stuff
is happening to us. You know, I understand where it's coming from, but you know, you got a generation of cats, man, that right now as we speak in Harlem, right now as we speak in certain parts of Brooklyn, right now we speak in certain parts of Mount Vernon, they're hanging outside. They on the sidewalk, they on the corner smoking, drinking Hennessy, Ciroc, Peach Ciroc, whatever, smoking weed. You give them a cause to come to be attracted to you. You see the cops.
And guess what? You know, and they've been doing that for years. So what does that have to do with anything? I still don't understand what you're saying. They've been on those corners for years. Maybe not them
and
people,
the guys,
maybe
and them
parents
and
or whatever. What does that have to do with it? You're still not making any sense to me right now.
It has a lot to do with it because you've allowed yourself to be food for police.
Well, hold on. Wait, Rand. I got to make a statement real quick. Check it out.
Okay.
Ron, I'm sorry, but we do and we don't. Because I remember years ago, you could drink a 40 on the train. And the cop.
Oh, man, you cannot.
Hold on. No, I know. I remember there was a time where you were able to do that. When Giuliani wanted to come in with this quality of life, see, once again, it's the moral law versus the man-made law. So the
there
man
no,
comes
listen,
along
listen.
And makes law. Wait, listen to me.
Go.
Check this out. When the man makes the law, now the law says, oh, this is what we have to do. So this is what it entitles us to do. So now we can go out there and legally say, get the hell over, get the fuck out of here, get off my street, get off this street, get the hell, because the law says you can't do this no more.
Uh-huh.
See, once again, when does the morality kick in? Like I said,
listen, when you deal with Caucasians, there is no moral. They have no moral. They only do stuff to system to oppress you. You cannot equate our African morals with Caucasian morals because they don't have it. They don't deal with it. You cannot deal intelligence with them because their intelligence is different from ours. How we think is not how they think. Now, as far as drinking, as far as drinking in public, that's always been on the books. You cannot drink no open containers, alcoholic containers in public on the train, on the bus.
But they're doing that right now.
That's all.
But they're doing
that
right now.
I used to do it on the train.
Okay, wait, guys, gentlemen, gentlemen.
What's up?
And I know I'm gonna say this now. I know what he's talking about. He's not saying that it wasn't against the books back then. What he's stating is that back then they would not bust your balls for it as long as you were not causing a disturbance or being rowdy.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he's referring to. Because I remember that period where guys would be on the block, they smoking their weed. As long as they were not causing a disturbance, the cops, 9 times out of 10, unless it was RoboCop, you guys remember him from the movie?
Yeah, of course.
I remember them days, too.
Unless it was him out there, every other cop would be like, all right, guys, just chill out. You know, don't get wild.
And
they would go about their business. That's when the Dewey administration came in.
During the Koch
administration,
when Dewey came in, all of that shit changed. Exactly. And then when he got out there and made that speech and was talking all that crap he was talking, he put a battery in their fucking back. That's what he did.
That's what it was.
Well, put a battery in their back, and the next thing you know, that shit started changing.
Because he was pro-police.
Yeah,
he was very much pro-police.
But did it work?
And that's the whole thing.
It works, right?
That's the difference.
No.
You know? Because not for nothing, I'll be honest with you. Half the dudes that are out
first
there
metal, 5x5, 5x5
doing their thing, they ain't really messing with nobody. They're not. 9 times out of 10, they might catcall or whatever, but for the most part, these guys are just chilling out, and they're doing what they're doing. Again, when you have a change in the power structure, and I'm using quotes, I know you can't see it, but I'm using quotes, that's when things get out of control. Because that change in that power structure will screw over a whole lot of people that it shouldn't be screwing over. I'm sorry.
Absolutely. Yep.
And all of this, and all of this about us putting ourselves in these situations, this and that, come on, listen.
That they put in place, and then this dummy jackass gonna sit up there and think he gonna run, think he gonna get the black vote after you put that shit in place. They got all these young black boys locked up and shit for nothing. Come on now, like get
because
out of here.
Here.
And like
they,
I said, it's for nothing.
A small percentage of them are out here doing dumb shit.
I'm not talking about those are the stragglers.
I'm talking about the ones that make it hard for the good people who don't be doing shit. I'm talking about Ray Ray and Pookie and Ray Ray and all of them.
We understand all of that.
Yeah. Them niggas
but
out there
the
in the hallway,
is,
pissing in the hallway,
but,
you know, bothering,
wait a minute.
Bothering.
Are they, but you know what, Ron? They're not killing them.
Them niggas. Them niggas.
Listen.
Yes, hey, you know what? We got to stop doing
listen,
that,
wait a
too,
minute,
by
hold
the way.
Hold
we got to
stop
turning ourselves to that.
Stop. Well, hold on. I have to put this out there. Her name was Breonna Taylor.
Yes.
An EMT. Her name was Breonna Taylor, who was sleeping in her bed while she was killed. So they're not killing Pookie, they're not killing Raheem, they're not out there killing them.
Nope.
They're out there killing law-abiding citizens. They're out there killing the good people. They're killing the people that are not a threat. But once again, man-made law.
They kill them too.
Man-made law is going to cover them. And other people are going to make GoFundMe pages. And going to save the day.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the issue. Because just because they got fired, it doesn't mean that, you know, there's going to be some type of. It doesn't mean they're going to see any jail time. It doesn't mean that.
Not at all. Not at all. So
what
we already know the odds of that.
What's up, K Dog?
You still got that. You still got
hey,
that.
Hey, what's up? What's up, everybody?
Zimmerman running around. Hey, K Dog, how you doing?
Hey. I've been waiting a long time
that's
to be saying something. Listen.
And then
okay,
Dog. K Dog. Go.
What's up, brother? Hey, what's going on? Listen, man, here we go again. Here we go again with another brother getting killed. Listen, as and I say this as a black man, and trust me, I know what it's like to be getting stopped by a cop because I had that done to me. I got stopped by a cop. Stop and frisk. I'm coming from the library, and this is back in the days in school. They just told these four cops. I remember them very well. I thought, I just heard the word. Oh, excuse me. I turned around and I'm like, yes. And it's like all four of them got out the car, and they're like, where you coming from? I'm like, I'm just coming from the library.
Huh?
And they're like, oh, you coming from the library? Oh, well, I'm like, I never been blocked from here. And meanwhile, I'm being frisked. Like, okay, I'm being a crip. And the first thing they tell me, oh, don't be upset. Oh, it's just that we're just checking the neighborhood. I'm like, oh, I understand. And you know what they did afterwards? They shook my hand. Real talk.
But you know what? And
now,
this is what kills me, because everybody should know their rights. And
right.
This is another thing that our people don't
for
do.
Sure, but what was the
don't
purpose
pay attention.
Even, what was the purpose to even shake? What was the purpose of even frisking?
Exactly.
It was no
like,
purpose.
Oh, what probable cause?
Just
because,
oh,
you know, there's something in the
color.
Neighborhood. I'm like, something in the neighborhood.
Oh,
I'm like,
color.
Oh, so in my mind, I'm like, oh, I know what it is.
Color.
All black people look alike.
Well,
no,
no
we
your
don't.
Color is probable cause.
No, we don't.
Your color. Listen, your color,
not at all.
Your
listen,
color is.
Listen.
Your color
it
is probable
because
cause.
You know what it is? This is why
that's
I say this, because
you
they don't
you got to stop accepting that.
This is what it is. This is what it is. Now, they
got one
looking for a suspect. Here it is. They're looking for a suspect. And we've seen this many times. They don't hear the physical description of the suspect. Like the suspect is a heavyset person, or the suspect is slim, of a slim build, 6 foot, some 6 foot one, 6 foot two, 200 pounds. All they hear is that the suspect is described as a black man.
Mm-hmm.
So I say, in their view, all black people look alike.
Yep, he ain't wrong. In their view, we know better.
Exactly, in their view. That's what I'm saying. All in their view. Oh,
you
well,
know, we need to change our situation and our position on things.
Mm-hmm.
We need to be more proactive in a lot of politics and other things that are going on. Because
you gotta start your own. You listen to everybody needs to listen to Claude Anderson. Dr. Claude Anderson tells you how to do it. He's like one of the final frontiers. He's an elder that's worked in politics, government, with all kind of presidents and all that. And he's been in business. There's a brother between Boyce Watkins, Dr. Boyce Watkins, and Dr. Claude Anderson. Yo, that's it. We don't need
but
another
you know
leader. We don't need another leader. We don't need another savior. All we got to do is save ourselves if we get
listen,
together. Now, the very,
but brother,
now the very
but
thing.
But, brother, hear this. Hear this.
Mm-hmm.
Hear this. How many of us are willing to do it?
Well, you don't need a lot of us. You're not even going to be allowed to do it.
We're not.
Okay,
and you are. You know why? Okay, so you start a political party. Who's really going to back you? Who's going
to
back you? We don't.
You don't need
we
to
don't
back each
other.
You can back each other.
But listen.
We step on each
other's feet to start fighting. Come on, man.
Hold on.
And Brother D and I have spoken about this many times. We don't have each other's back. We don't have each other's back.
I know brothers and sisters that do. You saying no because you're in the position you're in. I'm saying because when it goes down, this is what I'm talking about. When it goes down, it's happening. Either you're gonna be down or you're not. You know what I mean?
You may know.
It don't take
a select few.
Because
exactly.
it's, it's, is putting in.
You mean
it's
those select few, but
as we speak, it's happening. You know, and I'm part of it. You know what I mean? And that's what I'm asking about. That's what I'm telling you about. You know what I mean?
But this is what I'm saying. And honestly, I'm not mad at you. I applaud y'all. You sent me the info. I'll probably jump on it. You know what I'm saying? But you have to understand something.
Don't say it can't happen.
It's not.
Don't say it can't happen.
But you know, I understand where he's coming from because it's not that it can't happen. It's the simple fact that a lot won't do it because they won't take the time to learn about it. You got to understand something. Not everybody picks up a book and reads. Me, I'm an avid reader. I love, believe me when I tell you, I love books, you know, but that's me. Now, again, coming from QB, how many assessors from QB do you really think sit there and read? Unless it's some trash magazine. Come on. But this is what he's referring to. This is what he's talking about, and I understand where he's coming from. I do.
Yeah, I get it.
Because the few intelligent ones amongst us will sit there and read it, and they'll go deep,
exactly.
And you know what I'm saying? They'll really immerse themselves.
But
that's a select few out of the majority that are just like, well, whatever. And that's don't get it twisted. As far as I'm concerned, that is ignorance at its finest.
Exactly.
Because you are feeding into you're feeding into that stereotype of, oh, well, they're just lazy. They don't do this. They don't do that.
Mika.
Which isn't true.
Mika, let me add more to this. You see, I get where you're coming from because you know what it is? Unfortunately, with us, especially with the young people, it starts with us teaching them, but how many of them are willing to learn? And unfortunately, in this age of social media, in this age of reality TV, not too many people are going to be down with it because you know what? You tell them about some party, they're going to be down with it. You tell them, oh, yeah, the latest Jordans are on sale, they're going to go online and stand for it.
Yeah,
they're
going to
go ahead and buy
think...
the most expensive stuff, but then after...
No, everybody
to...
does
Everybody
it.
Don't think like that. Everybody don't think
Not
like
everybody
that.
Think... That's what I'm saying. Not everybody thinks like that, and that's a sad part
everybody
about
don't... And you got a
no,
lot of
No, everybody
don't
think
don't...
like that,
you got
but...
a lot of... And you got a lot of young people that don't think like that either.
Here's the problem.
I bear witness.
Here's where it becomes... This is where the issue is. There aren't a lot that think like that. Unfortunately, that is a small percentage of the majority that is up against. You know what I'm saying? So in other words, if you're going out of 100% scale, honestly, you're saying probably about 40, maybe 45% of the populace thinks that way. Honestly, let's be real. You're always sitting there talking about we have to take responsibility. We have to, let's be real about who we are.
Yeah, well, we can try to be real about it. We can try, but how many of us are being real about it? You know what I'm saying?
When you study about the Panthers, when you study about the Even the talent and tenth. When the talent and tenth was started, when the Panthers were started, when whatever was started, there was always a few people. The Panthers started off with just four people. The Panthers started off with just four people. No women. The women came later. You know what I mean? NAACP. You know what I mean? NAACP was like, you know what I mean? It was just like all that stuff started out.
Yeah, okay, all right. First of all, NAACP wasn't started by black folks.
No, it was not started by black folks. Yes, it was. But it was furnished.
Okay.
It was footed by white people financially. But
it wasn't started by black folks.
It was listen to what I'm saying. The original concept came up by black people. But the money was put out by white people. The money was put out by white people.
Okay.
You know what I mean? No, so it ain't all.
But the concept was ours, absolutely.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
The financial backing,
yeah,
unfortunately, like most of our grassroots operations.
But it's not ours. That's the problem.
No.
It's not ours.
Go.
Yeah, what's up, Lady T?
Make something ours.
Oh, my
goodness.
But every time
hey,
we try to make
P.
something out, hey, what's up, y'all? What's up?
What's up, Lady P?
Lady P?
Yeah. Lady P, yeah, she's trying to get on. I think Miss Cherry.
I'm a little busy. Sister was busy. But I just want to add to it. Really, our way of thinking really, really, honestly needs to change because I'm hearing a lot of things on the panel as far as, you know, black man could be at the wrong place at the wrong time or hanging with someone. You could be straight as a line and get caught out there just due to the fact that you may fit the description of someone. So it's like I really think our way of thinking and starting to organize ourselves and organize the youth.
Miss,
like back
you
in the day
your,
when
you gotta keep your thing on. You gotta keep your mask on.
Like
no,
back
don't,
in the
don't
day
get a
when
mask.
Our parents would talk to us, they didn't really speak to us, they showed us. I got some hardcore learning from the streets due to the fact of what I've seen in the streets, and it'll make you stay out of the streets. You understand what
that's
I'm saying?
Right. No,
so they taught
no,
you
but I, let me tell
by
you so.
Showing
let me
you
tell
through
you.
Experience, first of
that's
all.
Right.
So
the
I think
best,
our way of
key.
Thinking needs to change, and we also need to educate our own self. It's not just about school and education. The education continues daily, certain books that you're reading, certain things that you're doing for yourself, your progress for yourself, and so forth. And then as far as with political thinking on what we need to do on our end, believe it or not, there's so many black organizations that's trying to handle all these situations in the communities, especially with the youth. So I feel like people should start taking part in certain things because there are things out there and stop giving up on these youth, because if that was the case, our parents would have gave up on us too, or, you know, uncles, aunts, and so forth. So you need to really, in all honesty, start showing them from experience.
Mm-hmm. No doubt. I gotta agree, because what I learned, yeah, I have my books, I have my street, and I have what I was taught in the house. I've got my three educations, and I'm still learning on a daily basis. Because on top
you
of
know,
those three,
you never stop
I'm a mother.
That's the thing. So, education is something that never stops. You know, you always learn something
it
every
only,
day.
Listen, it only stops if you close your eyes and you close
exactly.
your ears and you close your mind. If you close those three, you're done. Make no mistake.
And also exposure, because we could say education. You need the exposure of certain things also to show you what's out there. Because I know a friend of mine. She's been, you could say she said pretty much she's been sheltered. Versus me knowing my book knowledge and my street knowledge. And when she came to a certain area, it was like she was very, very, very naive until she saw certain things and listened. I need to see what reality is really like. Because she was living in a bubble. So
you definitely need to
learn certain things through experience and through others' experience so that you don't follow suit in that.
You know, as far as you saying, like, people need to be enlightened about what's going on. I think the dumbest thing that we could ever fall victim to is saying having street knowledge. You know what I mean?
I'm not talking about, like, going out there gangbanging. I'm not talking about that kind of street knowledge, brother. That's not what I'm talking about at all. There's certain things around you in your area. That's not the street knowledge, and that's the problem, and that's why I said we got to change our
community.
Mind of thinking.
That's community.
That's my point that I'm making to you. It's still the community, the streets. There's other gutter stuff going on out there in your community, too, that you need to figure out how you can change that. I've seen people change that.
Point I'm making, and those are people from experience.
I'm sorry, but we can sit here and kind of blow smoke up each other's asses, but it's real is real. We don't have a community.
That's right.
Because
we need to rebuild our community.
We allowed this shit. Yeah, but the whole
we don't own anything.
We do own. For as much as you and someone else try to
we
build,
we don't own anything. You
13
don't own
other
anything.
People will try
anything.
To build.
That's not true.
Well, of course we don't. You know why we don't own anything? You know why we don't own anything? Because we always giving shit away. From all our creativeness, everything that we've done, we always give it away. Because you know what? Just like you said, what the N's the AACP. We thought about it, but we gave the idea away to let somebody else run it. That's the shit that we need to stop doing. This is why they create laws and make these laws to shut us down. Because just like you said, political party, yeah, you can do it, trust me. And as soon as you gain steam, they will write something
They will put something on the books to make sure they shut your
bring
shit
it down.
See, this is the thing.
That's crazy.
We need
that's
to
crazy
get in the door. Hold on. We need to get in the door first. You need to get the pen first before you start writing. And that's the whole shit. We ain't even nowhere near the pen. We ain't nowhere near the pen. And that's the reality of this. It's the reality of it.
With what you're saying, I've seen that happen before in certain communities like East New York and things like that, where certain people funded programs and things like that. The minute that they see the program start working for the community, they're ready to shut it down. So that's also a problem, but that's not a problem on our end. We're doing everything that we should do. It's almost like if they want to keep us down, like they want to see us not moving forward.
But they do.
You know that's
what they
want to
do.
Well, you got to keep moving.
So,
You have to study what happened when the Jews formed their political party, when the Jews were the first lobbyists in America for their special interests. But that's all politics is about. Politics is not about race. Politics is about groups of people who are focused, who are organized, who have wealth, and who are looking
and
out for
them. And we don't have either. We don't have none of that.
And we don't have that. That's what I was just about to say.
We don't have that.
That's why the Jews survive. That's how the Jews survive. I remember when Trump went to Jerusalem, they've been fighting this war forever with whose land it is and so forth with the Saudis or whatever the case is.
He spoke to the president.
They hand in hand, and now it's claimed it's theirs. All of a sudden, just
exactly.
Like that, over being Jewish and having money. So let's stop. We don't have that. We don't have
no,
that privilege that they have. They have that privilege.
That.
That's why they can keep going. But that's
they
my point.
That.
That's
Listen,
why they
no,
can keep
no,
going.
Got,
they
no.
have that money
is,
and they have that power to do
no,
that.
It took them time to do that.
It took them
that.
Time, and, it's,
they,
and we, we've been
it
trying
they
to do it for so many
they,
years.
They was rocking since 1920. Since the 1920s.
But
they
you know what?
They was putting it down.
Wait.
You know the ages, like how the ages was rocking in America. No, it's not about
who
cares. It's just about studying.
Who cares about
that? Studying success.
Bro,
listen,
we
listen,
have
listen.
A playbook of our own. We have a playbook of our own.
Well, but nobody,
exactly.
nobody's listening.
Of our own.
Nobody's
still,
listening.
We're
nobody's
listening
on
it.
Well,
so
nobody's
what
listening.
You think we're going to study them and listen.
You know,
you know
it's the
I mean?
Art of division. It's the art of division amongst blacks because you have certain type of blacks that think this should go their way. And you have other certain types of blacks that could think this should
exactly.
go our way.
Matter.
Nobody is going to read from that same playbook because we're always going to be
this
against each other.
What,
and
yeah.
that's one of the biggest problems. That's one of the
you
biggest
think,
problems I've seen. Everybody thinks they have it right. And it really starts with
no,
your family at
about,
home first. And then you need to come outside of your community because when you step outside those doors, that's your community there. That's your community that
us,
you need to be taken
us,
care of.
A lot of us don't have family. You dig what I'm saying? So
even if you don't
is,
have, I know friends that don't have families, and some of
the
them
playbook,
are not family.
the playbook is Marcus Garvey, somebody like from Marcus Garvey. That's one of the playbooks. Then there's the Nation of Islam playbook, the Marcus Garvey playbook.
And
you know
by
I mean?
who says that? That's the law. That's my point
it's
that I'm making.
Law,
how divided
that's,
we
that's,
are because everybody
it's just,
thinks
it's just,
their way.
Hey, listen, it's not
you
a thing
know
about
what?
Our way. It's something that we can add to the fire to burn higher.
To it, yes.
So
that
we can take from Elijah. We could take from Malcolm what they did.
You
to
know
build
what I find?
Community.
You know what I find
mm-hmm.
interesting, brother. You know what I find interesting. And listen to everyone. As much as I've seen some of these things popping up, I always see some house Negro come along
mm-hmm.
and try to defend. We need to get rid of our issues internally before we start doing any some things externally. Like, how do you come on and defend, you know, what this cop did? How do you come along and defend what Karen in Central Park did? You know what I'm saying? Like, we have issues within our own situation. And once again, you think people don't notice that? You think people don't, like I said, they're so, like, throughout history, this when they freed the slaves, what did they do? They wrote some act So all of a sudden, next thing you know, what was it, Amendment 13?
Yeah, the
13th Amendment. So boom, next thing you know, everybody, all black people, the free slaves is in jail. But you see, this is, but this is the thing that I'm coming from, and this is the reason that the whole point of the title, the topic. Once again, it's the morality versus the man-made law, which is stronger. Because obviously that the morale law is out the window. So why are we and black people always running to forgiveness or treating shit so lightly when their morality is out the window? Or like you said, Ron, they don't have any.
They have
so
their
the only
own,
thing that we can.
They have their own version of morality. We have to have our own thing.
Stop it.
Don't compare yourself to them. Yeah,
I'm not.
You know what I mean? It's like you can't go to them for judgment. You can't go to them for justice. You can't rely on them for education. You can't rely on them for housing. You can't rely on them for culture freedom. And they don't even believe in religion. So we are their God. So what happens with that?
And now we're not going to say mm-hmm. say it's all white people. We're not going to say it's all Spanish people or all Indian people. It's not all Chinese people. It's just the racist one. Because see, people go without
a
context,
you gotta understand what racism is. Racism is the survival. If you like, I put up a post the other day, like last week. If you take the hate out of racism, you'll understand survival. You'll understand.
But brother,
winning.
I get it. But brother, that's the whole thing.
Right,
brother.
We get it. But
why do we have to think
that way about them? And they don't think that way about us. I pose that question.
We always think
it's not all white people that are like this and like that. But they don't think that way about us because they see black, white. They see a black person, and it's automatically they think we're angry and everything under the sun. Whether it's man or woman, it don't even matter. Why is it that we have to think differently about them? Now, once again, they can't think like that about us.
We have to start practicing racism too. We got to start practicing that. That's all that matters. Once you start practicing racism,
on each other,
then they'll start seeing you. Then you'll start
surviving.
On each
other. That's the problem. Now, Ron, don't
black racism,
like
when you got black
get,
people dealing with black people, that's
from.
All that matters.
I get where you're coming from. When you talk about, places and people and things, I get that. But see, the whole thing is, when you're caged into that type of area, or when you grow up into that, some people don't know anything else. Some people don't know to go. There's a lot of people that I know in Far Rockaway that don't even leave Far Rockaway.
Mm-hmm. Let me show you a trick.
You know what I'm saying?
Let me tell you a trick. Yeah. Let me show you a trick. When you're on Wall Street and some of the most powerful people are walking to and from, and you're standing there, you're not a bum, you're not anything. You probably dress just like them, and you're a black man. Thousands of white people walk by you on Wall Street. They don't say anything to you. They don't say nothing to you.
For what?
Unless they have to.
Exactly.
Unless they have
they
to.
About their money.
Now, you take that same black dude dressed the same way, wearing suits and shit. You take him down to Chelsea, down somewhere on 14th in the Village, in a Chelsea area, whatever. Same white people, thousands of white people walk by you. Asian people walk by you. They don't speak to black people. And we should do the same. We should only speak to them when we need to. You got some of these Negroes out here, they looking for friends. Oh, that's my friend. We don't have no friends other than each other.
That's my buddy.
Fuck your buddy.
That's what they say. That's my buddy.
Ask him for $10,000.
My buddy.
Ask him for $10,000. That's your buddy.
Exactly.
You understand what I'm saying? We have to practice racism. When you practice racism, everybody will look at you different.
I wouldn't call it racism. I would just say, like I said, I think we need
do
to
it.
Distance.
There's nothing to be scared
we
of.
We need
do
some
it.
Time
do
to
it.
Ourselves. We need to distance ourselves.
No, we need to, because we in the car. We in the car
from
need to
them.
Drive to the pen that you were talking about, right? We need to drive to that pen. So, no, we have to practice racism.
you
I
know
don't say
what's
you don't time to yourself. No time for yourself because that's laziness. We had time to ourselves during the pandemic. You know,
you know what's the most strongest and weakest thing at the same time is the black man's mind right now. I'm just saying. It's strong and both weak right now. With
well,
women
we have the, we
I'm
have the black
saying,
woman
brothers.
To thank for that. We have the black
I don't think so.
That.
We got the, we got the black woman.
You know,
I uplift you with that.
Oh.
Wow.
Before we attack, and I say that the ladies know what I mean by that. You gentlemen get on. Oh, no, the ladies know what I mean by that. Before we go there, let's hear his side of the argument, ladies. Let's hear his side. Let's hear him out.
No, it's
Lady
not, it's
T
not, you know what I mean?
And Big Red, y'all gonna stop the snicker?
Listen. What it is? My mother used to tell me. Ain't nobody gonna give a black man shit in this world, but they'll always give a black woman something. My mother used to tell me that ever since I was from 5 years old to when I was 19. And when I was 19, I told her, I said, the only reason a man gonna give you something because he wants some pussy. You know what I'm saying? And I told her, I said, you can't forget that you're a black woman. And black women and black men are in this thing, going through this thing together. As soon as you start thinking as an individual, that's when they got you. So it's easy for us to blame each other. And it's easy for the black woman to blame the black man. It's easy for the black man to blame the woman. But I never blame the black woman for a man's shit. But it's not solely my fault. It's not solely her fault. But we all in this thing together. We all have to take accountability for opening up the door to this. You understand what I'm saying? So it's just like, it's accountability. You know, it's easy to say, oh, you birthed her. Yeah, she's the first teacher. And the second teacher is the man. You understand what I'm saying? We should have fought harder to keep black families together. You're living in poverty anyway, so you might as well stay together. You know
okay.
what I mean? That Claudine, that
okay.
movie about Claudine, that was the worst movie.
That was real.
That was the movie.
That was real.
That was the worst.
That
was the
that was
worst
real.
Movie ever that co-signed welfare. That co-signed
okay.
welfare in the black community.
But
and that's
it
fucked
was
up.
Real.
And that's fucked
lady,
up. Oh, yeah,
lady.
It was very real.
Pause for one second.
Yeah, okay.
Can I just say something about welfare? Can I just
that.
Say one real quick thing about welfare? Let me explain
okay.
something.
Okay.
You have the Jews and the Russians that also are on welfare. They're the biggest people of welfare.
I'm not
you know
Jewish.
What they do?
I'm not Jewish.
They hide their
Jewish.
Money in their security deposits, so it's not
absolutely.
Calculated for them. And they find a way. Thank
yep.
you. Hold
I
on.
Work for
HIA.
Hold on.
And what they
hold
have
hold
is,
on, hold on.
Listen to what I'm saying. 20
people on a case.
What
they
do
is,
they
on a goddamn case, all of them is their kids.
Wait.
They make that
wait,
money
wait.
Work for them.
Wait.
They make that money work for them. They don't stay on it.
Yes.
They make it work
yes.
for them and they family,
yes.
they recycle it.
Well,
and then
hold
they.
Hold on,
Wait a minute. They get off of it. They don't get off of it. You know what they do? They put their money in their safety deposit. That's the government
yeah.
money.
Okay, now hold on. I'm real quick. I have to interject because we're kind of straying off the topic. I hope you guys have this same energy next month because me and Brett decided that we're going to start another show called Our World, and it's only strictly dealing with African American issues. So I hope
yes.
you guys have that same energy.
You know what I got, brother.
When
you
we get this show popping.
I ain't got nothing. You know, you already know me.
Right, Red?
Yeah.
Right, Red?
I ain't got nothing but. Every day
that's
I wake up, eyes. I wake up black, red, and green, so it don't matter, baby. You know?
All right. Well, I hope everybody got that energy
day.
When we start this.
Every day.
Wait. Once again, just like today, everybody say happy birthday to Ron. Happy birthday, Ron.
Oh
happy birthday,
hey,
Ron.
Happy birthday, Ron. Happy birthday.
Oh, Gemini.
Oh,
my God.
Is that a suit or what's that, Gemini or Taurus?
No,
Gemini.
What's
Gemini.
Gemini.
Gemini. Okay, that explains everything.
Gemini.
That explains everything.
Rising Gemini Moon, straight Gemini,
okay.
All the way.
Okay,
the
that explains
straight
it.
Gemini.
Thank you, Ron.
Straight Gemini.
Now,
whatever.
I hate to hear what y'all say about Capricorns. Now,
I was married to a Capricorn for 20 years.
I hate to hear what you say about Capricorns.
No. Capricorn is the shit.
Don't let him get started. Don't let him get started.
No, I fucked up.
I'm gonna shut it down.
I fucked up. Capricorn is the shit, man.
I will go there. I'm gonna leave it alone. But I do feel the need to approach certain. I feel the need to approach this. How you were sitting there talking about how Claudine was the worst thing, you know, it glorified welfare. Let me just say this, because let me say this from the female perspective, okay? Mm-hmm. You made the point about how we should have fought harder to keep the family unit, this, that, and the third, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Let me explain something to you. When you are in that situation... I don't know, but since I was here, I'm searching. I'm on my road break. I'm heading to another park, playing handball in EGD. That's the same thing park right now. What I will say is this. Coming from that household where it was a single parent, my mother did not choose to be a single parent. She was left with the responsibility. Many women from that time period were relying on that man. When he decided to up and leave, she had to find a way to support her family, okay? Mm-hmm. Did she stay on the system? Not all did. Many got off, okay? But my point is this. She probably fought prior to that, and that was her last resort. Many of the women of that time did not do it voluntarily. They did it because this was their last option. They were alone in that. They didn't have mom. They didn't have dad. They didn't have a support system. They did what they had to do to support the children that they were left with. Understand that. Please understand that before you actually bash an entire generation
of
women.
Ain't nobody bash. I grew up in a single family household. Ain't nobody
what
bash.
I'm saying is understand that aspect of it. Okay,
I understand that by this time.
That particular aspect, okay?
I do, but it's still not an excuse.
You can't fight for something that don't want to be kept either.
Hold on. Okay, back to the topic. And we're going on with Miss Sherry. How you doing, Miss Sherry?
Hi, Miss Sherry.
Hey,
Miss Sherry.
Get it in.
I'm all giddy.
Yeah.
So I've you guys for a while trying to, you know, chime in, and there's so many valid points going on that you guys are making, but the only thing is I just think we focus so much energy on what they're doing instead
That's
of
right.
focusing on what we need to do. Like, we're talking
That's right.
about they don't keep us there, and you know, they don't give us this, they don't give us that. What are we doing to get it for ourselves? I heard somebody mention about starting a political party, and instead of us throwing support that way, he gave all the reasons why it's not going to work. It's not going to work because we're going to give that to them. So I just think we have, like someone mentioned, we have to change the way we think. We have to think more. Any good change is a good change for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you. That's all. I just want to be heard.
Oh, my God. Did you really just do that? Wait, did you turn off? Did you turn the whole family? Oh, my God.
That's the Gemini in him. It makes sense.
That,
it makes total sense.
See, you're absolutely right. That's the Doran Gemini.
Oh my goodness.
Is that Ron?
So we got.
Is that Ron?
Yeah. Hey.
Was
how you doing,
Ron?
Ms. Cherry? Yes, ma'am.
Good. Happy birthday, Ron.
Thank you. Thank you, beloved. Thank you. Peace to the queen. How you doing, beloved? No, but I say it like this. I don't mean to come
back
off hard.
Back to the topic.
We can't. She's right. But hold on. We still on the topic. The topic is us. What's up, Tim? The topic
man
is
made
us. It's never off. You know, the topic is us. But yeah, they don't talk about us like that, we shouldn't talk about them like that. The only time they talk about us is voting, crime, and entertainment. Those are the only time that Caucasian people talk about us. You notice that? And we and they take up too much time in our life, in our vocabulary, and in our attention. The less attention we pay them, the richer we be. I've seen that. Because the less attention we have, they have less of our attention, and they have the most money. You understand what I'm saying? So we need to think, and that's what racism is about, real racism. We have to have less of them on the mind and more of
us. Well, I mean, okay. And that's all well and good. But once again, to see the things that we've been seeing, do we continue to take the high road? Like, what
Hell
road
no.
do we take at? Do
we
what
have,
road
we've
do we
never
take
had
at this
the,
point?
We've never had that stance. It's never had that stance. It's war, brother.
It's war. Beyond. Okay,
but
if it's war,
we're not fighting it correctly.
No, because you know what we're not doing? My first point of offer is the economic war. Because not for nothing, we control so much buying and spending power in this country, it's ridiculous. And I have said this time and time again. Instead of sitting there and waiting online to get the newest, what are they, Jordans? Okay. And iPhone and all of this foolishness.
Mm-hmm. Like I said,
turn around and invest your money. There are, and listen, and I'm not sitting here talking about, oh, you got to put 20 grand in this, and I'm not doing all of that. Start out small. They have
now you look at it.
But what I'm saying is this. We as a collective can do this. We start out small. The less money we're putting in their pockets, the more money we are putting in ours. And we can actually start our generational wealth now.
Mm-hmm.
We can start our generational wealth now. I'll be honest with you. And I turn around and I use them the way that they use me. I invest in their companies, but I invest a certain amount in certain ones of their companies. So when I croak and leave this mortal coil, that, along with my insurance policy, is going to mine. Mm-hmm. And they will have in turn to do it. And believe me, I'm teaching them money value, honey, because mama's
now,
cheap.
We talk about the latest Jordan. Now, you keep in mind, Jordan is a black man. Now,
but Nike bought the right to that sneaker.
No, they still get a
they
percentage.
They give them a certain percentage, but
they
at
get,
the end
they
of
get,
the day,
they, no, 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 no. That's
he
Jordan.
That's
Jordan.
His name. He licensed
Thank
his
you.
Name. That's what he does.
That's
uh-huh. licensed his name.
But that's
Thank
him. That's still all the way
four.
Him. He still has say in the company.
He really
you know
does
I mean?
Because once he licensed his name, it was a wrap.
No, you still have say over it, and because they don't own it, he just licenses it out. He still owns it. See, that's another thing. When you understand it, the aspect of business, that's where it is. You know what I mean? It's like if I license my name out. You don't own my name. I just gave you permission to use it. But I still own
permission
you
to use it,
product.
But when the marketing
team
comes down on that, it's their final thing and so forth.
Exactly.
And what's going to go down with that.
Exactly.
Just
no,
so
it's not.
And you're technically shooting just
what we'll convince
what
you
is,
really good.
Okay.
We'll stop in market too long. We'll convince you really good.
Okay.
I learned that.
To buy out.
I can't write with a Gemini. There's too many of them.
No.
What does this have to do with George Floyd? What does this have to do with Ahmaud Arbery? What does this have to do
had we had black
Breonna
businesses
Taylor.
Together,
what is,
that
listen,
brother that brother might have
has,
been working
listen.
Somewhere in a black company.
No, that
listen.
Has nothing to do. You got
that,
folks
that
are working and making a good way of living, and they'll still get killed. So that has nothing to do with it, brother.
They lying about that.
I told you,
I said earlier,
his boss watched him die. His boss in the wife where he his place where he worked, they spoke very highly of him. They said he gets along with everybody. Everybody loves him. So once again, what does the economic issue have to do with the fact that first, see, we can stop
buying, and we can stop doing this and stop doing that, and it still ain't going to get us the respect. So it's either you,
exactly.
you step the game
money
up,
is
and
power.
Get on their level, and challenge them
well,
for the shit
well,
that
this
they
is
do,
what it is.
And we
if
don't
we
do that.
Get, if, well, I tell you this much, honestly,
once again, it's
if
the
we
morality
build up,
the man-made law.
But guess what? The man, and you know what? The man-made law is made by people that have the money and the power. If we get
that's
up
right.
to that money and the power, then we have that control. You understand what I'm saying?
All you need is the money.
I think
all you need is the money.
You can have
because,
the,
honey,
you can have the money. Listen, Jay Z,
you don't really
power, supposed to be supposed to be responsible. Listen, Jay Z's supposed to be responsible for the halftime shit. They still tell him what to do and how to do it.
One key component that we're missing, guys, is education, because you do need to crack something open to learn the business laws and so forth when you want to invest your money in certain things.
Who writes the book? Who writes the
you
book?
You need to learn how to play
and
their
that's
game.
My, and that's
yeah,
my,
that's
and
my
that
point
right
that I'm
point.
Making.
We can talk whatever we want to talk about money, but they make the laws. They run the show. They have the pen that we don't. They speak the language that we choose not to educate ourselves on.
All they
exactly.
do, all
so that's
they do
where
is
I'm coming
all they do,
from.
All they do is sit together. That's all they do. That's the power is an illusion. The strength is in the people.
The
that's
strength
who,
is in the mind. The strength is in the
no,
mind, brother.
No, it's not.
I think
we're no,
missing that
not.
Point.
No, it's not. You have some of the dumbest cops.
We're going to see what's
going to happen
with those three cops.
Four
cops.
You know what's
going to
happen. I don't even know why you're holding out. You
exactly.
know what's
I already know. Like I said, I don't even give my whole
you know what's
going to
happen.
Because we already know how this is going to turn out.
So once again, what do we do? What do we do about that?
We talking
see,
about
what I'm
it.
When you start,
make an example
we
out of
well,
them.
Listen. What I'm saying.
Yes.
And soon as you come at their base, then they listen. Because you think us stop buying a couple of things in their stores? They don't give a fuck. They've done made their money.
We
are
going
to continue to make their money.
Exactly.
It's bigger. It's bigger than
we
got to
create that.
Because when are we going to start holding them fully accountable? When are we going to stop marching today and then going back to business tomorrow? Because you
exactly.
know what? They don't let up.
Neither should we.
We
have to be accountable for us. We can't ask a stranger who's our enemy. You can't ask a stranger who's our enemy to be accountable. You can't do that.
All of this being said, what we need to do is try to figure out, because the Native Americans, they have their land. They do.
Given to them by the man. They don't have nothing. Given to them by the man. So that's another
thing. We need to figure out as a collective, A, how to get... Because you know they ain't going to give us 40 acres and a mule. They never fucking do that.
Don't even get into that.
As a collective people, we need to figure out how we can get our own literal land and communities and build our own and keep them out. Therefore, we are responsible for policing us, for getting ourselves together.
We need to start separating.
You start by black businesses. Black supporting black business in your community is how you build your community. You cannot build your community without wealth. Wealth starts from black business. You have black
and
businesses,
you know what?
Then you buy other businesses.
I can come
then you own
in and, all this, and I can come in and take your business and destroy your business. You know what?
Exactly.
All it takes for me to
they
move
did it
that
with Black
pen,
Wall Street.
To put something.
So
all I got to
so
do is take
so,
this
so
pen.
Stop.
You ever heard of eminent domain? You ever heard of eminent domain?
Yes,
black
I was
eminent
in it.
Domain is the reason.
So
they
what?
So what can
you come up with every
what?
Way?
Again,
you come up with every
pen.
Way to say no. You come up with every way
exactly.
to say no.
You may not. They hand
you
that $1 million for your house in Bed-Stuy. You taking that $1 million cash. I'm out of here. I've seen that happen. That's why gentrification is going on.
Once they throw that money, that's what happens
$1 million.
Downtown Brooklyn. Downtown
Brooklyn. Jersey City is white right now. Jersey City has a huge Jewish population that it didn't have before. I live in the next town over. But I tell you right now, all of the Jews from Brooklyn have moved into there, and they're trying to move into my town
They certainly have, and that's because we're going to submit to the dollars.
Well, let me tell you something. As a matter of fact, my brother who lives out in California was telling me parts of South Central, you don't even recognize anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Because during the 1992 riots, all those places that were burnt, guess what? The people bought those lands. And you know what they did with them? They built buildings that could take up a whole block. And I mean, and he said,
they got
not short
money. They got money. Don't get mad at them because they buying shit.
No, don't.
They got money. They put their money together.
But brother, you take
you're talking
it, you
about
take
what
it
everybody
saying,
else does. Put your money together. Let's put
you
our money
put
together.
You can put your money together and somebody will come in and tell you, hey, look at this $1 million.
You
got to
stop
that. Submitting to that then. That's
take
my
the,
point.
Take the million,
listen to me.
Take the
there's a barbershop that.
Take the $1 million and go somewhere else and build.
Okay,
listen,
and you're missing the point on that.
Because, once again, like you said, gentrification. All they got to do is say, listen, we're not renewing your lease or we're not doing this because this is what's going to happen here. Once again, that has nothing to do with money.
That happens because you don't own the building. Because you don't
that
own
is the
building.
And how do we put ourselves
that's
in
not
position?
True. Because I got to tell you this right now. Eminent domain, these people own their houses and they're coming
exactly.
in.
Yeah.
That's
exactly.
What you have to understand.
That's what I said. That's
but
what
if
I'm
we
saying.
Own,
so
if we
no,
own,
I'm not talking to you, Brother B. I'm not talking to you. I'm trying.
If it's a black community, a lot of times they don't go in the Jewish communities and do that. They don't go in the Asian communities and do that.
Because
listen.
There's
I wait.
On the book.
Pause
because
the
they stick together.
Pause, people. I live in an extremely white town. You can't get any whiter than this. An eminent domain.
How you make it up?
She didn't make it up. She didn't make it nowhere.
We're going to talk about how I made it out another day. We're going to talk about that.
I'm talking about how you
but what I will
you
tell you.
It into trouble,
you didn't make it nowhere.
You know how I made it out? Because I'm a freaking tech nerd, and they love me everywhere I go. That's what that is.
Okay.
But what I will tell you is this. Because you already know where I come from. But what I will tell you is this. These white people in this town here are flat with eminent domain left and right. And it's not that I have sympathy for them, but it's going to prove that eminent domain is a real thing. That's my point right there. Eminent domain is eminent domain.
Mm-hmm.
If they come in for you, they come in for you with that. Now, you're either going to take the money at what they offer, or you're going to get bulldozed and get way less than what they offered you. And I kid you not, that's eminent domain. As a matter of fact, in the next town over from me, which is Jersey City, NJCU ran the eminent domain. They knocked out, and where NJCU is, it's in the white part of Jersey City. Yes, there's a white part of Jersey City. All of those houses that were in that area have been brought out or demolished due to eminent domain. Okay?
So eminent domain is a real thing. Well,
So what I'm saying
is about the whole economic thing. Like, money is one part of it. So I'm talking about the fact that we don't have the power to put anything on paper to stop someone from doing what they do to us. And that's my thing. That's where it really starts. Like, once again, what happened to Ahmaud Arbery or what happened to Mr. Floyd, yo, we need to stay, just like he stayed on his neck, we need to stay on this.
We need
to
encourage,
change on the book.
But we don't stay on their neck because the minute they pay us
that's
out, it's over to us. The families don't continue fighting to put these things in laws, and that's a huge problem.
But we also need to encourage the younger people
the
thing that they bank on. Just give them some money. Just give them some money. We're going to let them settle, or they bank on older.
And they'll go away instead of those families saying no.
But
that's
the problem.
Black people are too goddamn forgiving.
But they also bank on our lack of education.
Guess what? They're not forgiving when they do bullshit to dinner. They're not forgiving.
Lady T, I raised my glass.
They don't have that moral law. What do you think about that,
Michelle? Goes back to the education on it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? And I gotta say this. Don't get it twisted. Y'all probably going to rip me a new one. I don't care. But here it is.
Why? Why?
Because I tend to get ripped on a lot. Not like I give a rat's ass, but it's just me. Anyway. I encourage my kids to read, to learn things, to actually learn how to maneuver in their world, to use their world against them.
Listen, listen, listen.
Yeah,
there's nothing
wrong
with that.
That.
There's
wait,
nothing
wait, you know, what, not, not,
wait,
not,
wait,
what,
wait,
depending
wait,
on,
wait.
Depending
I'm
on who's looking
fun.
At it, you're not a good mother. Depending on who's looking at it, if you know what I mean, depending on who's looking at it, you're
this
the type
what,
of mother that we don't need.
Thank you. Why do you think I just said
yeah.
thank you?
Yeah, you're the type of mother that we don't need. Black mother.
Yeah,
we don't need.
Because I encourage, instead of encouraging my kids to be rap stars and basketball players and football players, this, that, and the third, I encourage my kids to go beyond that and use their academia to do more.
To do more.
Exactly. I feel you.
Absolutely.
And I'm the worst. Believe me. B,
yeah,
how many times have I been freaking blacklisted or blacklined? Come on.
You know.
Me and my oldest son just had that same conversation because he was saying that a lot of the guys that he knows, all they want to be is rappers. That's all they're striving for. And he was like, Mom, like, it's something more up. And I told him the same thing. I said, yeah, exactly. And I said, like, that's why I've taught you. There's other things out there besides being an entertainer, a basketball player. I said, you there's a variety of things that you could be in this world. It doesn't have to just be about rapping.
My thing is this. But my thing is this. What's the purpose of wanting to be a rapper?
I can tell you one of the purposes.
You
know what the
some...
purpose is? I can tell you one because it's glorification. It's like a clout. It's like, oh, I'm getting the attention that I need. They see the money. They see this. They see that. That's what it is. That's all.
Aside from that, you also have some kids who are shy. And that's the only way they can express themselves through writing and through
writing. Yeah. Well, you know what? Write a book of poetry. Write an actual book.
They can do that too. But why should it just be limited to the stereotypes that white America placed on us? And that's another thing. Some of these kids are in church and they're actual producers and things like that and producing. So it's like I don't like even that stereotype, and we carry that stereotype one into our culture as well, saying, oh, why you have to be a rapper, why you did that. And some of those same rappers, they are engineers. They went to school for certain
exactly.
things.
Exactly. Listen, he can tell you, when he used to come up to the radio station, I had my hip-hop show late at night, had my degree in it, I'm in computers. My kids want to deal with all of that. You understand what I'm saying? There's more to life than what you see on TV. There is more to life than what you hear on the corner. But we have to encourage that. And that's one of the issues where a lot of people don't encourage that. Me, I'm all about it. I'm all for women in technology. I tell you no lie. That's
well,
why I
live. We got less than a minute left. Let's try to make it quick. K-Dog, any parting statements?
All I got to say is this. We got to get it together. If we want to make things better, we got to get it together as a piece.
Amen.
Absolutely. Mika.
You know me. If we're going to do this, we got to do it right. No half-stepping.
Lady T.
You already know, for me, it starts at home first, then you walk outside as your community. Make sure you get educated indoors first, and I'm talking about not just from education going to college, but you in them books. You in them books of laws. You in them books of business before you walk
That's
outside.
Right. Amen.
Big Red.
Make an example out of them. That's all I got to say.
Hey, I'm with Red on that one. So, Ron.
Make an example
out of them. K-Dog, Lady T, Mika. It's been a great one. Always passionate. But remember, listen.
Pleasure, guys.
Like
Pleasure.
I said, keep that fire. Next month, we're going to start
you
this new one,
that.
Our World.
That's right.
Bye,
probably going to be on Sunday evenings. I don't know the time just yet, but, yeah, it's strictly dealing with African-American issues and what we need
to do. Do I have to be sober for this?
No.
No, you don't have to be because I'm not. You don't have to be because I'm not.
Oh, my gosh. On that note, you guys have a good night.
You guys, be easy. Stay safe. One love.
As you say, guys.